Okay, so this is Derech Eitz Chaim. So, Ata Nachzol L'Shor Hashini. Now I'm going to go back to the source of this matter. Nimsa, and we find, Ki Haziv Asher Behem, that the radiance which is in them, Mihit Orarut HaMelech, from the it Orarut of the king, that means the, how do you say it, Orarut, the awakening of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king. And the awakening of the king to be mashpia, to influence us, influence on us, that comes from the actions of Klal Yisrael. Hari Yisrael ikar kol. Klal Yisrael, therefore, are the main in this world. Therefore, we see that it says in the pasuk, Ma adir shemcha b'chol ha'aretz. How great is your name in all of the land? Zehu hakoach mekabel sham hakodesh baruch hu ba'aretz besod. I.e., when Kodesh Baruch Hu is adir his name, b'chol ha'aretz, i.e., his hashpa, his great influence is in the arts that comes from tnu oz l'elokim, when we give strength to Kodesh Baruch Hu, as we mentioned. Asher tnei hodecha al ha'shamayim, which his hod, his radiance is on the heavens. Hu ha'hod ha'mitatzel bit orud mitpashet al ha'shamayim b'mishartim ha'omdim sham. This hod, this radiance, this glory, is what influences on the heavens, and it's given to his servants who are standing there. This is all, and then the servants, these malachim, bring this radiance into the world. For pirish od tikkun gadol shenase al yedei bnei adam. And there's another big fixing or big influence is caused through people. V'hu ma she'ama in Tehillim. What we say in Tehillim. Mipi olalim v'yonkim yisarat ha'oz. From the mouths of the young and the yonkim, the people who were the children, yisarat ha'oz is the foundation of this strength. So now he's going to explain now, this is a very important bit, how, what's the concept of the learning of children in bringing this strength to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I.e. tinokot shobet rabban. You're going to see this. Malachim don't have a yetzahara. Therefore, his actions can't take him to do a wrong thing. People who have a yetzahara, this yetzahara can take them to do the wrong things. And in order to give them strength in which they make this big influence with a great strength, ma'asa. What did he do? Natan shnei ola. He gave them the days of ola. The days of ola literally means like the ola we have on our bris. The ola means atima. Rashi says the chomakom ola when you have ola the tree, the 3 years of right. The ola, that's the time that you can't eat from the fruit. It's atum. It's separated from us. It's hidden from us. So there's years of Ola. Those are the years of Atima. The years that we're hidden, not hidden, we're separated from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shen kozman ad shadam nichnas l'mitzvot. This is all the time till a child becomes a bar mitzvah. Az hasitra achra, the other side, the ra, midabeket v'hem yotzeh. The ra in the world sticks to these children more. V'zeh sod. And this is the sort of the pasuk, Ivelet Kshura Belev Na'a. There's like Ivelet, there's a mixing up, a ra, something bad that's connected to the heart of a young child. Ach ba'oto azman, ha'avonot eino nechshavim. But at that time, his avonot, his doing bad, is not considered because he's not completely sholet, he's not completely. He doesn't have complete das to have dominion on his actions. Vater adaraba he chashuv yoter, and therefore, at this period of time till bar mitzvah, the Torah is more important than why. Vuinyan hevel pihem shel tinokot, and this is the concept of the hevel pihem, the breath of the mouths of these children. Ha hevel mashbit, and this hevel, this breath of their mouths, mashbit, causes to to shovet, to make rest, to put away the sitra achra legamri, to put away the yetzahara completely. And this is what the pasuk means. We said in the beginning, right? Mipi olalim, from the mouths of olalim v'yonkim yisada ta'oz. From the mouths of these children is the foundation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's strength, which is lashbit oyev, to remove the yetzahara. V'zeu loshon lashbit. Why it says the loshon of lashbit? Like shuhu ke'echad ha'omet b'malacha achat. Someone who's doing an action, a work. V'shovet maybe stops doing it. U'b'malacha. Malachim ain't shaykh. Malachim is not shaykh to do this. Not relevant to do this. Ki kiven she'ein yetzer sholet lehem. They don't have a yetzer hara. Eino mashbitim. They can't. There's nothing to stop. There's nothing to remove from them. Oto ele megarshim oto. They removed it completely. There's nothing to be quiet in them because they don't have it. It's not there at all. Avo bnei adam lehem noger. For them, it's relevant lashbit, to remove, to make quiet this yitzhara. V'faresh l'cha ata loshen yisada ta'oz. What it means yisada ta'oz. Now, just to explain to you something. Where do we see this mitzvah of hashbata? There's one place we see it in the Torah. It's called lashbit chametz. When a person, right, does mitzvah hashbata of chametz, right? Then we see you remove the chametz from you, right? You have chametz, you remove it. We eat bread on Pesach. We eat matzah. Right? So what are we doing? We're making matzah, we're making bread, but we're making it in a certain way. It doesn't become fermented. The Gemara in Bracha says, right? So shebe isa, the leavening in the isa, zu yetzahara. This is the yetzahara. So the hashbata of chametz is an analogy, right? To the hashbata that the tinokot shebet rabban do when they're learning Torah. Now, if you want to understand this concept a little bit more, the birth of the Jewish people was Pesach. The Jewish people were at the stage of children. Till Matan Torah, till the receiving of the Torah, we were children growing. The giving of the Torah at Har Sinai was the day of the Bar Mitzvah. And it's brought down in Sfarim Kadoshim, and the Ari brought down that exactly what happens from Pesach to Matan Torah is exactly what happens to a child from his birth to his Bar Mitzvah. So in other words, the Jewish people were growing up in this period of time. And what happens, the Kabbalah of Torah that we get on Shavuos, which is a Matana, is the same Matana a Bar Mitzvah boy gets on his day of Bar Mitzvah. And that's the removal of the Oros HaLev. We're going to see soon, that's the removal of Zumatash on Nachash. The bad of the nachash that was given to the Jewish people, or Adam HaRishon, which then became the Jewish people, the Tov of Adam HaRishon became the Jewish people, right? That was removed at Matan Torah. So this is a very, very important concept. The concept he's explaining here is a very deep concept. It goes through a lot of places. And you have to now understand what this Olas HaLev is, what this Ola is, what this Atimai is, what is it, and how we remove it. Okay, so it says, Hine. So we're going to say Yisada to Oz. Foundation of it is the, right? Is Oz. Hine Atura, Hinikret Oz. Right? Now, if we were in the, you ever came to the Tfilin Shir, right? Tfilin is called Oz. Torah is Eshdat Lamo. Tfilin is Hashem Oz Lamo Yitain. Here we're calling the Torah Oz. So it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Because we explained the whole concept of tefillin is really a hechsher to Torah. It's really the same thing, in a sense. It's his left hand and his right hand. So it's an interchangeable thing. But, if you can understand a little bit more, right? On the Bar Mitzvah, it happens to be, what do? You put on tefillin. And on the Bar Mitzvah, the new Torah is a different thing. You're receiving Torah. It's the same thing. You understand? That's when Bar Mitzvah you put on tefillin, and Bar Mitzvah is Kabbalah to Torah. Because the same concept, this Oz of tefillin, is the Oz of Torah. Because the Chibul, it's a connection, like we were saying what tefillin is, Torah is the connection of the Neshama to the Guf. And that connection of the neshama to the guf is that which is mashbit the Yetzirah. And that's what Torah does. Now we'll read how it does it. This is, and we explain here, you'll understand also, hopefully we'll finish this. I'm going to explain, because, alright, we'll explain. Kiyadu, okay, Torah is called Oz Kiyadu, as it, no. Shiha notenet, why is it called Oz? Oz means strength. Shiha notenet koach l'kedusha. It gives strength to the kedusha. Kedusha translates holiness, but doesn't really mean that. Kedusha means, we'll see what Kedusha means. Kedusha means when something is Kaddish, it means something physical is assigned a spiritual purpose. Like you take an animal and you say this is Hegdish. You take a gift and you give it to Beit HaBayit. This is Hegdish. You're putting on it Kedusha. That means you assign to a physical object a spiritual purpose. Kedusha is the connection of the physical to the spiritual. That's when you get married. It's called Kiddushin. So Tosfos says Mekudeshetli. What does it mean? So it's Kehekdish, the Gemara says. Mekudeshet Kehekdish. Tosfos says, what does Mekudeshet Kehekdish? It means Mezumenetli. It means you're assigned to me. She now has a spiritual purpose. So she has Kedusha. It's Kiddushin. She's assigned to live with him and to connect with him. And the purpose of that union is that that union should be in expressing God's will in the world. That together, she and him are going to be expressing God's will in the world. Right? And that's going to be their children. They become basa echa, become one flesh. So machlokas, one flesh means they become together, or they become one flesh in their children. But it's the same thing. Right? The kedusha, the unification of two things. A woman's more physical, a man's supposed to be more spiritual. Unification of physical and spiritual is called kedusha, therefore it's called kedushin. And therefore the child that comes in that union, if it's a proper union means, a proper union of kedushin means a union when the mother and the father connect to the spiritual element. Then the child is born with a union, with a unity, with a kedusha. That's why all children, all bad children, come when there's not a proper union. That's what the Gemara in Nedarim says. The Teisha Midas in a child is when there's not a proper union between the husband and the wife. Vihine kodim shadam nolad, before a person's born, melamdi noto kol haTorah kula. We teach him all of the Torah. V'zeh letet koach. Why do we do this? To give koach nishmato, to his soul. Kodem shetkenes beguf, before his neshama enters his body. Shetieh klula mikol haTorah. That he will be complete with all the Torah. Letaken, and this is there, to fix. Kol madregot hakadusha karui. All the levels of Kedusha Karui, that means mushrash in a person, the shorish of a person, right? The deep down in a person, he has the ability to feel and to complete all his levels of Kedusha in him. And the reason being is because he was taught Torah in his mother's womb. That means if a person wasn't, he doesn't have that ability. Because then the Ra is so great, right? His physicality is so great that he cannot overcome that physicality to be a completely spiritual human being, to connect all the levels of his Kedusha. Aval, b'tzeita le'olam, when he comes out into the world, ba malach u'meshkacho, comes a malach, an angel, and makes him forget. That's what you say, we had that little indentation on our lips. There was one child, there's another thing, who didn't have. The blade brother was a boy, and he was rattling off Torah. A little child, rattling off Torah. And they were worried, the parents were worried, you know, little kid, right? They took him to one of the gedolim, and he did something and stopped.
Why would they start that?
Because it's not healthy. It's not the person. You can go if your mind is bigger than who you are, you can break. People, generally speaking, just an understanding. Clever children, right, have more issues than less clever children because their emotional state is not at the same place as the intellectual state. There's a par. So they all get, they sometimes get angry, they sometimes do stupid stuff, they irritate their kid, right? Because they're emotionally not in the same place as their intellect. They can be very boisterous sometimes. Children, clever children, are usually a bit more wild than, you know, regular children. So if a person's extremely more clever than emotional state, he's not in control of himself. His emotions, he doesn't know how to cope with himself. It can be dangerous for a child. So that's why it has to be forgotten. You understand? Okay. So let's go weiter. V'zeh kadei letet makom. And the malach comes and makes him forget in order to give place for the yetzer litachez bo. For the yetzer hara who now enters him. Why enters him now? Because now he's given a guf. Now he's given physicality. Physicality is the domain for the yetzer hara.
Is it specifically yetzer hara or just yetzer in general?
It's yetzer hara. Yetzer hara is not a physical concept. The guf, his body, is the physical concept. The yetzera is a levush, it's a garment that's otef, his neshama, but it connects to the guf. So its desires comes from the guf, so to speak. The yetzera is a spiritual concept. It's a shell around the neshama. That's why it's called, in the Lashon of Chazal, it's called a kippa. It's called a shell. Like you have a pri, you have the what's called the fruit, and you have the clip of the pre, the shell of the fruit, right? Shomer the pre. So in a certain sense, the Yetzirah is not a bad thing completely, right? It's in a certain sense a guarding of the pre. It's a guarding of the pre, right? In a certain sense, we'll understand that a little bit more. There's a reason why we have a Yetzirah, and there's a reason in a certain sense that it's a good thing for us. Like the Gemara says, there's a Gemara that says that the Chamin davened that there wouldn't be Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael because the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was too great and Klal Yisrael were nichshel, were stumbling over it. They also davened that there wouldn't be the Yetzirah of Arias, there wouldn't be the Yetzirah of illicit relations. And then the Gemara says that Tarnegolim, chickens, stopped laying eggs. So they brought back the Yetzirah of Arias. The Yetzirah is a koach in the world. It's a koach, there's a world. Right? When we don't have the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah, so we don't have Nevuah. Because it has to be Zeh Keneged Zeh Asa Elokim. There has to be a balance in the world in order to be free will. Yeah. The Yetzer Hara is the thing that you grow against. You can't grow unless you have a Yetzer Hara. So the growth, the potential for growth, the potential for Kedusha is only because we have a Yetzer Hara. Malachim don't have a Yetzer Hara. They have no potential for growth.
Do they have
their own dim.
No,
it's outside. Only when the mitlabesh, if a malach is mitlabesh in the goof of a person, so there can be shaykh a little concept of Yetzer. But it's not really Yetzer like we have. She'im Lokin, if we didn't have this Yetzer Hara, Haya nigrash mikoach hakadusha. Right? The what's it called? It would have been pushed away mikoach hakadusha if we didn't give place to the Yetzer Hara. Right? The kadusha in us, because we learned Torah beforehand, would push it away completely. Vayashav liyot kamo malach. We return at birth to be like a malach. The gam lo haya nase tikud. We wouldn't have this fixing of the hashbata, of the removing or the making, like hashbata means to, like with chametz, there's the potential for the growth, but to not allow it to grow, right? Not allow it to come out. Like we said hashbata malacha, that a person has the koach to work and he stops working, right? Al kain as nistambo or hatera. Therefore, we have to remove this Ohatera, because if it wasn't removed, it would remove the Yetzer Hara completely. That's why you have to be nishkach. Vasitra achra sholetet alav. And therefore, because we removed the koch of this Torah, the sitra achra, the evil side, the bad, the other side, right? That's what it literally means. Sitra means side, achra means other side, right? It's another side of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu created around the world. Yeah? And what is this called in Lashon Chazal? These are Ze Nikra Shnei Ha'ola Shalom. These are the years of his Ola. He's closed from his Torah. He's closed. Uba'otah Zman Tzarech Liyasra. The time when a child, before Bar Mitzvah, we have to Miyaseroto. We have to, how you say Miyaseroto? We have to like, afflict him, not afflict him, in a, like teach him, but teach him straighten him out. Kamo Shama, Shevet Musa, the staff of Musa, right? Yerchikeno mimenu, will push away from him, from the Yetzara. V'ome, ata, v'shevet tikanu, v'nafsho mish'ol tatzil, and you, with a stick, hit him, and his soul from Sheol Tatzil, and his soul from Gehinnom, Sheol is Gehinnom, save him. Isaiah Tzara, Shia Ola Mamish, Sheol Gehinnom, this is the Ola Mamish, this is the Yetzara. Yeah? Shamru Alea, Hapurish Mina Ola, Ola, someone who separates from the Ola. Kapurish Mina Keva, is someone who separates from the grave, from death. So we're seeing that the concept of Ola, the concept of Atima, is a concept of death. Now I'm going to explain to you a little bit more. Ki hi mamish keva. This is mamish the keva. This is mamish the, how you say keva? The
grave.
Now explain. Ola, the concept of Ola is, we said, the concept of Atima. Right? Aleph, Tet, Mem. The Lashon Atima is the same Lashon as Tuma. Tet, Mem, Aleph. All Tumah, all impurity comes from this Ola. All impurity in man comes from Atima of Kedusha. Wherever you have Atima of Kedusha, or that means connecting of physical to spiritual, Kedusha, that's Kedusha, you have Tameh. That's why. Avi Avot HaTumah. The shorish of all tumah is what? Mace. Dead person. Because his neshama leaves him. That's an atima of his neshama from the goof. So therefore, that atima is the shorish of all tumah. All forms of tumah. For example, a woman who's a nida, she had the potential for holding life. She lost that potential. Right? That's a tumah. Mitzora. Right? He spoke Lashon Hara, right? He removed from himself his Tzelem Elohim. He became Mitzara. By speaking Lashon Hara, by speaking Dibura, you otem yourself from the Kedusha Sapeh. And that gives you the concept of Mitzara. Azav is the same thing. It's a holy. That place, or Baal Keri, someone who has an issue, right? That issue is something that can give life. It didn't give life. It was lost, it was wasted because it's a tumor. Or it itself is tame because it's not in a life, it has the potential for giving life and it's wasted. You understand? Or a choli of Azav is in that place, he could pre-producing something which could give life and he doesn't. All of these things, that any source, any form of giving life and it's not, right? That's the source of tumah. That's why in Baba Kama. Baba Kama, you guys are learning Baba Kama, the first parak. So you learn Avot Kiyotzi Behem or Lav Kiyotzi Behem. What does Gemara bring? Gemara brings two examples, Shabbos and tumah. Why bring Shabbos and tumah? Why? So Chasam Sofer there explains these Arba Avos Nezikin Ashor She Hara, Shor She Yetzahara. Yeah, the Shor She Yetzahara. And so there's two things. Shabbos, what's Shabbos? Shabbos is main olam haba. That's the chibur of the physical world to the spiritual. That's Kedusha. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos represents the chibur of this world to the higher worlds. That's the Kedusha of Shabbos. What's tumah? The hefach, the nituk, the separation of the spiritual world, the world, the life forces, whatever it is, to the physical body, right? That's what tumah is. So now, with the mazik, right? With nezikin, is it kiyotze behem or lav kiyotze behem? Is it like Shabbos or is it like tumah? The lav kiyotze behem, right? So now, if a person understands, there's a little bit more to understand in that Gemara. What's the understood? Something kiyotze behem means there's a chibur to it, there's a connection to it, it's told us. Something which is completely connected, then told otem kiyotze behem. Connection means like a child. If the parents are connected, told otem kiyotze behem. The children will be like them. If there's a disconnection, told otem love kiyotze behem, because there's no kedusha. Right? So tumah has to be told otem love kiyotze behem, because there's a pirud. Shabbos, which is kedusha, told otem kiyotze behem. Mazik, there's nezik, there's two aspects to understand nezik. Nezik in the world, when a person's nizok, right? What's the purpose of punishment in the world? The purpose of punishment in the world is to be mechabeh him to kedusha, to connect him to kedusha. If the purpose of mazik in the world is connect him to kedusha, then toldotehem kiyotze behem. You understand? But if he's not mitchaber to kedusha, then the mazik is told otem love kiyotze behem. There's not a chibur; it doesn't bring on a chibur. So therefore, since mazik could have those two aspects, it depends on man. Then we have a shaila by mazik: told otem kiyotze behem or love kiyotze behem. You understand? Are you going to explain the avos nizikin a little bit? What is a bull? Right? We're coming up to Hanukkah soon. Maybe I'll explain it in a few weeks. But who's fighting the boar all the time? Yosef. So Yosef you find in the boar. So what's the mazik of boar? There's a concept of boar. There's a concept of Aish. There's a concept of Shor. Shor v'chamor. This week's parasha. Shor. What's the concept of Shor? Shor Nagach. You see in Amud Beis, you learn Ben Nagach. Vayigach by Karnei Yosef, right? Right? This is the Keren Hashor, right? That's the Kedusha. And Keren Hashor, there can be of Onish. There's two Kerens there. Keren Mechuberet, Keren Mechuberet. The Gemara's are deep. There's what to learn there, you understand? So all manifestations of Tumah means told otem love kiyotze behem. It means it shows a purity in the world, a separation. That's what aura is. So these years of a child are years of separation from his Torah. So these years, the chinuch that we give a child, chanoch lana'al pidaako, is to bring out his Torah. So now he's going to say, lashbit hayetza, and bring out his Torah. Okay, sha'amru alein, psochim, Ha'perish mina ola, we said that it's perish mina keva, ki ha keva mamash. Umasha goremet la chashecha, and what it causes it, darkness, shelo yagia la o ha'elyon, the world reach to it, o ha'elyon, v'nikret ki ilu hi meta mamish bekeva, and it's if he dies mamish bekeva, right? This ola, because it's not allowing him the awe to penetrate him, right? And that this or is or HaTorah. That means all of Kedusha, the shorish of all Kedusha in the world is or. What is this or? Torah. So if you understand a little bit more now, if you go back to Chumash, Va'aret hayu tohu v'vohu. It was tohu v'vohu. What's tohu v'vohu? No chibu. It was shomem. No chibu. It's just chomer. There's no Kedusha. Vayehi or. And there was awe. And this awe gives tzura to the tohu vavohu, gives form to the tohu vavohu. That's what a child is in a sense. He's without form. The Torah that's taught to a child gives him that tzura. That's chanuch lana'a pildauka. You have to give him Torah in to bring out his proper tzura, his proper form. V'zeh sod, v'machshechim choshivani kemete olam. Yeah? In darkness, I thought I was like the dead of the world. That darkness, that choshech, is not a chibul to all. That's why nighttime is dark. Choshech, right? Asher chashachta mimeni, right? Manati mimeni, right? Bincha, right?
But isn't it still, choshech is still something that has form, because it, like, no. All...
Real choshech, no.
Without all, there is no choshech.
Yeah, I understand. But choshech has... Real choshech is when you can't see anything. Choshech Mitzrayim. Choshech Mitzrayim, the Midrash says, the Makat Choshech, when you, there was complete darkness. The Midrash says that's Gehinnom. There's no awe. Of course, Choshech has form because there's awe, but it's not the form, it's the form before there's awe. Like, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the creation of the world was the removal of himself from the world. Let me explain the Tzimtzum a little bit, yeah? That creation was the creation of Ra. Because the removal of God's Tov means the creation of Ra. So it says Bore Ra. We don't say Bore Ra, we say Bore Choshech when we say it. We say Loshen Niki. It's a Gemara in Brachas. We don't say Bore Ra, we say creation of Choshech. Choshech is a creation. All was there beforehand. All was Kadum to Choshech. Right? So you're right. Choshech, in a sense, does have form, but it's primordial form for the awe to come into it in a mitzumtzum way to give it its proper form. But from our point of view, Choshech has no form. In the terms of the life, you see Choshech of night, you don't see, things don't have form. Okay? Alright. Okay. Ubetchila. And form means, you have to know what form means. Form means you have a piece of clay. A piece of clay has no form. When you make that piece of clay into a cup, it has form. Giving form to the Choshech, that's the Kedusha. That's the whole toughness of life. So giving form to this child, whatever form, right? It's a little different. The Torah was there beforehand, just like the creation of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tov was there beforehand, right? That Tov that's innate in the world is innate in a human being. And then the removal of that Tov, and then the avodah of a person to bring back that Tov in the world. That's the same concept, you understand? It's the same concept of creation. I.e. the neshama to the guf is very similar to Kadosh Baruch Hu's connection with the world. And that's brought down in the Sfarim. There's a Gemara in Brachas. Gemara says that David HaMelech, who spoke about his neshama in his guf, and the same parallel of the neshama in the guf is the same parallel, kivyachol, of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. It's a Gemara. The Ari actually brings his Gemara and explains it that way. Okay? Ubitchila, kasha'ola beguf, when the all is in the guf, ma'avir moto, acha shmone yamim. First, remove the aura after 8 days. That's the aura of the guf. That's the aura of the guf itself. That's a bris milah. Says the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, this aura is removed. What's the reason for mitzvah's aura? Taivas olam hazeh, desire of this world comes from this aura. The removal of this order is memaet. Our tithes in this order. That's not the only reason. It's a tam, little tam, but we can understand that. In order for us to have a tfisa, an ability in this world to overcome our guf, we have to memaet it because it's so strong. And that's nitmaet from the removal of this order. If we didn't remove this order, chas v'shalom, it would be very hard for us to remove our physicality. Ach, Ha'ola ha'pnimit, the inner ola, shehi olas ha'lev, that's the ola of the lev. Like we say this, we say, we speak about, olas ha'lev is going to be removed, when it's going to be, the big olas ha'lev of all of us, that's B'yamot HaMashiach. The Torah that we penetrate to us, is that's what's going to remove olas ha'lev. He is speaking about olas ha'lev to bar mitzvah, but obviously you understand, there's different levels of olas ha'lev, right? There's different. After Bar Mitzvah doesn't stop having Yitzhara, doesn't stop removing Olas HaLev. There's just different levels of removing. There's also Olas HaOzen. There's Olas HaOzen. If the removal of Olas HaOzen, he's not speaking about that here. There's Olas HaOzen, which is a higher level of Ola. Then when we have a proper Shmir, we have a proper hearing, then when we hear things, we hear them in its correct form. We hear bat kol yotzet kol yom umachrezet oy lebanim, that they're not learning our Torah. We hear it. We're not attuned to what's being really heard in the world. We heard the bat kol. We see properly. We're hearing properly. We're connected properly. We move also all of our osin. In this pascha legamri zumat hashanachash. Anyway. The Eina Sarah Ella Lacha Shloshesre Shanim. It's only removed after 13 years, V'yom Echad. Like I said, that's like Matan Torah. It's Mamish Matan Torah, a child, and it's Bar Mitzvah Day. He gets, just as in Matan Torah, you've got Nasev and Nishma, the two Ketarim, a child on his Bar Mitzvah Day, gets Me'ain these Ketarim, like these two crowns. That's why Bar Mitzvah Day is a very, very special day for a child. It's not just, let's do a little. It's a very, very important day. And you see it after, when a child grows up, you see it. There's a difference in him after his bar mitzvah day. Amalachen, kol otam zman hahu, all this time, potam min ha-mitzvahs. He's potam ha-mitzvahs, because these are times of his orla. Ve'im kol ze, and because of this, ba'otam zman sarich liyasro. We have to be strict with him. We have to, you have to push him in the proper way. Yeah? Kamo shamati, like I said, this causes him to remove his Ola hated. Well, if you understand the concept of Sefirot HaOmer, that's a period of time before Matan Torah. That's the period of time, Kiviyochol, we're removing our Olas as a Jewish people, we removed our Olas Alev. And then Matan Torah, right, gave us a proper Shmir, gave a proper hearing. And then Pascha Lagamri Zumat Hashem Nachash. That's also going to happen here. Va'az hi poreshet mimenu legamri. It finishes from him completely. Bezman hamuchan k'ne'emah lamah, like we said. In other words, this period of time, the Yetzirah is there, and we're trying to miyaser it. We're trying to remove it. We can't remove it. We're trying to quieten it down, mashbit it. That's why there's no chametz on Pesach, because it's still a child. You mashbit the Yetzirah, right? You don't, you can't remove it, but you don't allow it to ferment. It's there. Al kain ama yarchikena mimena. We separate it from us. V'lo ama yasirena mimena. We don't remove it. It's still there.
When Mashiach comes, will we have the yetzer hara?
No. Then the yetzer will be removed.
So it's like our whole life, we're just...
Yeah, we're children. Yeah, the Jewish people are growing. This is the period of our childhood, in a sense. In terms of, like, if you want to talk about the Jewish people, there's periods of time, right? There's the years of Tohu Vavohu, no form, Alpaim Shana, then Alpaim Shana of Terah. Now with Alpaim Shana of Yimot Mashiach, it's a different stage. Are we getting closer to Bar Mitzvah?
Closer to our Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah, as a Jewish people, yeah. Ki ein zeh lehasira, we're not able to be removed. Ki im bezmana tasir, at its time, the proper time, the bar mitzvah will be removed. Avo zeh mamash inyan chibut hakeva. This is the concept of chibut hakeva. Chibut hakeva is a concept that a person, chas v'shalom, for all the desires that he had, shalom mokom mitzvah, which wasn't at a time, for a proper time, didn't do it for a mitzvah, or a hechshe for Torah, you had desires and you enjoyed things in the world, not for proper reasons, right? So you get, there's a chibut hakeva, there's like a bashing in the keva, right? There's a pain to the goof, I mean, in the shama, when it comes out of his goof, in the keva. Shachabata asuya lerov hakesha, because this hitting, so to speak, is made because of the majority of his connection, right, to his goof. Hanimsa, which is found, lezuama shel nachash. That's what it means, the zuama shel nachash. The zuama shel nachash that happened to the Jewish people, the impurity of the snake that we got after the eating of the eighth hadas, tovara, that remained in us, that's the connection to our physicality. That connection to the physicality has to be removed, and that's going to be removed, b'chibut hakeva. She'eino yachol lipared, that can't be separated, ela achar chibut, only after this, like, spiritual paid, let's put it that way. But tzaddikim, but if a person's a tzaddik, hametaknim atzmam. Now you understand, we're giving this concept of bar mitzvah to the concept of the person's whole life. If he's a tzaddik, umetaknim atzmam karuim, he fixes himself fittingly, marchikim oto mehem, then he removes from himself his kesha to his physical, kol kach so much that he's mashbit his yetzahara. He nullifies his yetzer. He doesn't remove it. It's nullified. Ad she'en sarich l'chibud. Then he will need this spiritual torture where his soul leaves his body, because there won't be a connection to his physical. He will be mashbit it. And that's what Gemara says. The Gemara says the way tzaddikim die is like what? It's like you take out a hair from a cup of milk. There's no milk on it. So Rishayim, who are so connected to their goof, how do they die? So it's like a rope that when you try and put it out from a place where it's tied, it's very hard to come out. It's such a strain to come out that it tears when it comes out, right? So because there's such a chibul to their physical goof that the neshama can't leave it. And if a person chas v'shalom, this is a concept. I'm going to explain this now. There's a concept of a person isn't zocher to go to the physical world. Like all these shin dalads, these shadim that we speak about, they're in the lower worlds. Why? They come from these rishayim. The rishayim die. They can't. They're so connected to the physical. They don't have a spiritual soul. They only have a physical soul. And this physical soul can't get any. It's like in between the worlds, in between the physical world and the spiritual world. It can't go to the spiritual world because it has no hana from the spiritual world. Its only benefit is this physical world. So it's floating around in the spiritual world, the lower spiritual world, right? This is called, you know, that they rush around, right? From place to place. These are the shindalas. This is why people go mad, because they're looking for a place to get their physical sustenance. And you can't get physical sustenance unless you connect to a physical human being. So it's called dibuk, the concept of dibuk. You connect to a physical human being. So if chas v'shalom, a person does averas, right? Or he connects these spiritual things, they nidbak to him, they stick to him, in order that they get their physical sustenance, right? And that's what the Gemara, it's a Gemara, Rashi says this in Rosh Hashanah. So he says, how do you remove this dibuk? It says, tokeh l'shir, means tokeh, to remove the shading, remove the shading by tkiah shofar. Tkiah shofar is, the concept of tkiah shofar is a concept of Elo shel Yitzchak, right? The concept of Torah. So that concept of Torah is mafrid, right? The physical from the spiritual is mafrid, or connecting the spiritual back to the person. And that connection of the spiritual removes the devil. You understand? So these are concepts. These are real concepts. V'ine. Ken hadavah hazeh bena. Similarly is this thing in a child. Ki ha'ivelet kshurabo. This ivelet, this yetzahara, is kshurabo. But tzarech chibut, and we require beating like miyasehin kedei la'archike min hakesha v'adibuk hazeh. V'adibuk hazeh of the yetzahara. You understand now? Sha'az she'ez mana litparesh. And then, when its time comes, when it's bar mitzvah, it'll separate. V'titparesh l'gamri mikol v'kol. And then it'll separate for him completely. If we miyasehin, we teach him properly, mechanech him properly, then when it comes to bar mitzvah, this yetzahara will remove from him l'gamri. Okay. So, you asked, question was, is everyone taught Torah? Goyim also. So, they have their own Torah, right? Because they have their own Torah, so the darg that they can reach is not going to be the darg of Yisrael. So what do you say about Gerim? So Gerim are lost souls.
What does Gerim mean?
Gerim means a convert. Those are lost souls. They are people who have big neshamas, but they were Jewish souls that were lost. So Ricky Vega is an interesting tshuva of Ricky Vega. It says, at Matan Torah, the Torah was given to all the nations of the world. And they refused, and the Jewish people accepted. But amongst the Jewish people, there were some who were Rishayim, who didn't want to accept the Torah. But as a group, we accepted. From those, came all the apikorsim and all the mumrim in the Jewish people. And even though the nations of the world, they were people, as a group they didn't accept the Torah, there were individuals who wanted to accept the Torah. And those are the geirim, latid lavo. So by matnit, so they wanted to mitzarf the Kedusha, but as a group they didn't want to mitzarf. Those are the geirim. There's other pshatim. The other pshatim is some of the souls of Kedusha, that's why in Golas, the souls that were lost from the Jewish people, right, are going to be refound through the Geirim. They're going to come back through the Geirim. It is a Jewish soul, but it was lost for whatever reason. Nitma ben Agoyim, it was hidden by the Goyim, and then it's going to be refound and coming back. So it really is a Jewish soul. Every Geir, to that extent, as we said, is Banav Shel Avraham Avinu. He's Shorish, as a Jewish Shorish.
Okay.
Because stand why they're the same concept? Because the Iker of a person is Rotzen. So if a person has a rotzen to be in Kabbal Torah, it means he's a Jewish. Before Matan Torah, it was your rotzen and your actions which define who you are. Atan Matan Torah was fixed. But still that rotzen before Matan Torah, even though there was not a Kabbalah as a group, but that rotzen made him shaykh to the Kabbalah for Torah. And that shaykh is what gave him that Jewish neshama as well.
And Shorish is what?
Ve'im hu holech b'derech tov, and if he goes in the proper way, hu marchika me'atzmo, he removes it from himself, he separates it from himself. Ve'inei b'zman hazeh, this period of time, shu herchika ola, it's a period of time till bar mitzvah of separate, of not removing, of distancing from himself his ola. Ha hevel, ha yotzi mipiv, the hevel that comes out of this child's mouth when he says Torah. Who machnia hasitra achra? Puts down the sitra achra, v'shovra, and breaks it shvira gedola, a big breaking. V'choze umamshich hakoach shel haTorah, it brings back the strength of Torah before, in actuality, that was their potential. Shikibel barishona kodim shenolad. It was there in the beginning before he was born. The kimen sheshli mekabel hakoach, and since he completes to receive this koach that was innate in him, as yesh lo lasot, there is for him to do, v'lechen hu chayav v'mitzvos. When he reaches his mashlim and reaches this koach of right to remove this olas alev, then he has the ability to do now. And now, at Bar Mitzvah, he's chayav in mitzvahs. Okay?